Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library on this snowy Tuesday. We got snow, Cindy.
Yes, we do have snow.
And we love snow, right?
Well, you know, I like it when it's gently coming down and not, you know, blocking the roads or causing any grief or visibility issues. Just kind of a nice, you know, amount for a while. Not quite continual throughout the whole day.
Well, yeah, first snowfall, first accumulated snowfall, I should say. So, yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Yep, it is what it is. I guess we continue and strive to go on.
That's right. All right. What's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, you know, we're kind of amping up and doing a little bit of programming and things like that this fall. We're doing weekly children and family take and make. So you contact the Appleton Public Library if you've got any children. Just pick up a take and make that you can take home and work on together as a family. And it's got instructions, all the materials and things that you'll need, and everything all in one. And so each week we're offering something different. We've had slime already. We have had some airplanes that you can put together. And then we also have put together a zombie game, which is kind of really a fun thing, too, it being October and everything. And so each week we have something different that we're offering. So contact us at the Appleton Library, either through our phone number or through our Facebook page, and arrange a pickup or stop in, and you can pick one up, too, during the times that we're open for the public. So keep those things in mind. We're also offering monthly programming for adults. And we are doing monthly take and makes for adults as well. In fact, 26 take and makes for our pumpkins craft for adults went out the door this last week, which is pretty awesome. Anyway, and so next month we've got another activity that we're going to be offering for adults to, you know, take and make at home an adult craft, as well as we offer book club. In fact, our book club will be meeting on Monday, the 26th at 5 o'clock. Steve Starrood is here a couple of times a month. In fact, he's here today, and then he'll be here in November on the 3rd and the 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. for all your tech questions or any kind of tech help and things that you'll be wanting and needing. So we are continuing to offer a few different programming ideas and as well as some teen things, too. So keep watch on our Facebook page, our newspaper articles, as well as our website. And, of course, you want to listen to us when we're talking on the radio as well.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
No kidding. So, yeah, we still are continuing to have things go on here at the Appleton Library. And, of course, it's all about books in October. So we have a lot of books that we can talk about for what are people reading, which is another segment that we have here at the library with Paul. And so Humans by Brandon Stanton is photos and stories of people from over 40 countries collected by the creator of the Humans of New York. I don't know if you've seen that book, Paul, but super interesting.
Okay.
So they've come out with just Humans, which is from 40 different countries. And then Jerry Seinfeld has a new book out called Is This Anything? And it's the comedian sharing his material that he collected in an accordion folder for over the past 45 years.
Oh, I want to read that one.
I know. I bet it'd be pretty funny.
I love Jerry Seinfeld.
We did, too. I mean, it was just kind of a lot about nothing, but it was always funny. And then Robin Mars and Kurt Kohlstedt have written The 99% Invisible City. It's a look at the design and architecture of various and sometimes unexpected elements that make cities function. So I thought that's kind of interesting. Undaunted by John O'Brennan is the former CIA director recounts key moments from his career and evaluates national security policies and actions. And then 10 Lessons for a Post-Pandemic World, which we hope happens soon, anyway, by Fareed Zakariyyeh, the CNN host, posts what might happen on the other side of the COVID-19 pandemic. So
yeah, I'd like to know what is going to happen.
I don't know. We'll have to see what he thinks, huh?
All right.
And then Lenny Kravitz, along with David Ritz, has written Let Love Rule. It's a musician reflects on how opposing elements created balance in his life. So lots of interesting nonfiction books out there. For those people that say, oh, I'm not really interested in reading, but you might want to read about some interesting things going on in the world. So that might be something to consider if you're looking for a book for someone for Christmas, which is making the snow is making me think it's a little closer than it is.
Right.
You might want to check some of these books out.
Yeah, so. I prefer nonfiction books. I like reading like autobiographies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I like anything. You know, I just like to read. I read constantly. And I'm always searching for some different kind of element of information, whether it's fiction, nonfiction. Right now, you know, for our book club, we're reading a book that's based on a true story.
Mm.
And so there's actually two books with this one book that you can read. And sometimes that's what happens with fiction books is they're based on a true story, but it's written in a fictional account just to kind of make the story a little more interesting, and then you look for a companion piece that gives you the real truth about the whole story. So sometimes, you know, you can find a little balance of both.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how I look at it. I just think reading is interesting. Mm-hmm. I always learn something from whatever I read.
Yep. And you're kind of a speed reader too, aren't you?
Oh, yes. You know, I took
Where did you learn how to do that?
In high school, I think it was in like 7th or 8th grade, they offered this in my school.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, it really stuck with me. And, you know, I mean, it depends on if it's super interesting. I might slow it down. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I can read a book in a very small amount of time, which is surprising. But I don't know. And maybe I've developed my own little quirky things, too, over the years.
Yeah.
You know how we are.
Yeah. I'm often amazed that people can read a whole book like in one setting, and you know, in a night or something like that.
In a couple hours.
A couple hours. There you go, yeah. Speed reader.
Yeah, I mean, you really can. I mean, it depends on what it is. I can't read a 500-page book, and you know, because we've had some really heavy books that we've read for book club,
right.
And then it requires a few hours and stuff.
Yep.
But it just depends on the content of it, you know,
right.
And everything. So it's kind of interesting. But reading is reading. Reading is learning, and I think it's kind of powerful in some ways. I think in a way, but
absolutely.
Anyway.
All right. So. Well, where are you located? Now, why don't you run through them hours with us, Cindy?
Sure. Well, we're located in the Appleton Civic Center. And the Civic Center hours are, for the library, are a little different. We're open to the public on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And then we're open to the public on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. But we do have office hours where we offer curbside pickup as well as, you know, other things that we can do for you on those other hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, usually in the afternoons, like noon to 5 on Mondays and Fridays and noon to 7 on Wednesdays. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it is 10 to 1 that we have office hours. So keep those things in mind, and if you don't remember, just give us a call at 289-1681, because we'd be happy to help you, and we can always explain all those things to you.
Mm-hmm. All right, and you have a Facebook page and a website, don't you?
Yes, we have a Facebook page that we do a lot of posting on for things that we have going on or books that we have coming out. I also write a weekly article on the Appleton Press if you're looking for some things. And, of course, we've got a website that you can check out as well with different information on it, as well as links to our card catalog and, of course, our digital content that's available 24/7.
Okay, Cindy, thank you. Keeping us up to date what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
That sounds great. Have a great week.
Yep, enjoy the snow.
You too.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.